Hey guys, welcome back to the Making It in the Messy Middle podcast. I'm super excited to have you here, and I hope that we can grow together today. Now, I want you to think about your definition of disappointment. Lisa Turkhurst, in her book, It's Not Supposed to Be This Way, which we talked about last week, defines disappointment as the feeling things should be better than they are. Now, that goes right back to how our hearts were built for perfection and long for our two perfect gardens. Proverbs 13:12 says, "Delayed hope makes the heart sick, but fulfilled desire is a tree of life." When our hope feels delayed, when we are disappointed, thinking things should be better than they are, our hearts become sick and we ache. But when we reach heaven, the new Eden, we reach that tree of life. Sometimes our hearts stay sick for a very long time, and our hope feels forever delayed. Our past continues to make us ache for Eden. I'll be honest, I have no right to be talking about this today. For the longest time, I was defined by my past, bitter, angry, and heartbroken. I used to introduce myself by my past hurts, and sometimes I still get caught up in that. But I needed to learn from this lesson too, so I thought I would put it together so that I could learn and then share it with you. I want to talk to you about one more thing that Lisa talks about in her book. She talks about dust. Now, life is hard. Life hits deep. And sometimes we feel shattered. Shattered to the point that we are nothing but dust. All of us have been dust at some point, right? We've all been hurt deeply by something that happened to us or by something that someone else did. And you know what? Sometimes it feels like we stay dust for a very, very long time. That's that delayed hope we just talked about, right? When I sing Our God, He is Alive, I don't say, a life was willing there to give. I say, a life was willing there to live, because in all honesty, I feel like that was the hardest part. Think about it. Jesus, for 30-something years on this earth, living a life of heartbreak, heartache, and hurt. I mean, that's got to be difficult, being separated from the Father, being separated from perfection that He already knew. But He did it all for us. We often question why God lets dust happen, and we stay hurt, and we stay angry, and we stay bitter. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 2 says, "Indeed we groan in this body, desiring to put on our dwelling from heaven." Have you ever felt like dust? I want you to think about it. Think about a time when you felt just shattered, nothing but dust. Groaning out and feeling that pain isn't anything new. I want us to read that verse we just read, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 2, in context. We're going to start in verse 1 and we're going to go through verse 5. "For we know that if our temporary earthly dwelling is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal dwelling in the heavens, not made with hands. Indeed, we groan in this body, desiring to put on our dwelling from heaven, since when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. Indeed, we groan while we are in this tent, burdened as we are, because we do not want to be unclothed, but clothed, so that mortality may be swallowed up by life. And the one who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as a down payment." Now, like we talked about in our podcast last week, you're allowed to feel that pain, but you aren't defined by it. You just can't be. You have no idea how hard this is for me to say, how hard it is for me to say to you that you have to move forward, how hard it is for me to say that you have to learn to be okay again. But that's just too much to carry. You don't have to get over it, because honestly, you're never going to. But you do have to learn to be okay again. And that isn't easy, I know. I wish I knew how to tell you how to move forward in your life, each and every listener. I really do. But every single person recovers from every single thing differently. What I can do is tell you some things that helped me. One of those things is this book, It's Not Supposed to Be This Way, by Lisa Turkhurst. It's a great book all about disappointments in life and how to move forward, and she does a much better job of articulating that than I ever could. Another thing is actually a quote from this book. It says, "Dust does not have to signify the end. Dust is often what must be present for the new to begin." And what I did was I added a semicolon after, "Dust does not have to signify the end," semicolon. "Dust is often what must be present for the new to begin." I love semicolons. I know that's weird, but I use semicolons all the time. Because for me, they mean so much. I have one tattooed on my wrist because they mean so much to me. And what they mean for me is all these things happened. This sentence started and it went on and on and on and on. And then there was a chance to put a period. There was a chance to stop. There was a chance to just end it. But instead, we took a breath, we took a pause, we put a semicolon, and we added something even more beautiful to the end. Just like this sentence. "Dust doesn't have to signify the end," semicolon. "Dust is often what must be present for the new to begin." There was so much there after the semicolon. I'm not saying go and get tatted up, but think of those semicolons and what they can mean. Also, thinking about how dust is God's favorite ingredient, because it's what we're made of. God made human beings out of dust. What else can he make? What can he do in your life to make it all the more beautiful after something like a disappointment happens? Also remembering that God has not left me, and he longs to help me. He is always there. Psalm 40, verse 1 and 2 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure." Yesterday, my family and I, we went hiking, and there were a couple places where we had to cross rivers, and we did not want to get our shoes wet because it was freezing cold outside, and we didn't want to get blisters and all the other things and all the other reasons that you don't want to get your shoes wet when you're hiking. So what we tried to do, or what was already there, were rocks, you know, and we could step on those rocks and try to get across, but those rocks were not very stable. Those rocks shook, and somebody, I won't name who, might have landed in the water after trying to step on a rock that shook. But that's not the kind of rock that God is talking about here, that the psalmist is saying God is talking about setting his foot upon here. The psalmist says that he waited patiently for the Lord, and God heard him. God drew him up out of a pit of destruction, out of a miry bog, and set him on a rock. Something like a boulder, something sturdy, something heavy, something that wasn't going to shake and land him back down again. Making his steps secure. How important is that? How amazing is that? God is right there with you, right through it all. Another thing that I needed to learn was that it's okay to suffer, and that just because someone else has it worse than I do doesn't mean I'm not allowed to hurt. I would get very caught up in, well, so-and-so, this happened to them, and so I'm not allowed to hurt. Or sometimes, honestly, even, well, so-and-so only had this happen to them, I've had it way worse. How terrible is that when you really think about it? How awful is it to think that just because someone had it worse, I'm not allowed to hurt? Or just because someone didn't have it as bad, quote unquote, I'm allowed to be more hurt than they ever were? Don't be a trauma Olympian. It's very unbecoming. Your wounds may not look like someone else's, but they both still need the doctor. A severed leg and a busted head both need to go to the emergency room. And I really hope that you have the strength to take yourself there, if that's what it takes. Our brains lie to us about our disappointments. I want you to think about some untruths that you've been believing about your disappointments, whether it be that you're not allowed to feel them, or whether it's believing that you're never going to heal from them, whatever it is. Think about that and let some truth in. Isaiah 43, also if you have time, go and read Isaiah 43. It talks about restoring Israel, how God restored Israel. He can restore you in the same way. You may not be a nation, but God loves you just as much, and He can heal you too. God is powerfully at work in your life and your situation. Think about what it would look like for you to rest in that truth today. How are you inviting Him in and drawing near to Him today? I hope that you can do that. I will be praying that you can. And as always, keep on. And as always, guys, go forth, be awesome, and keep on.